Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Tuesday. Get her done Tuesday, 7:04. This part of the program is brought to you by Account Temps. We have kind of a cool thing. This is for this Friday night. If you love custom cocktails, mm-hmm. You know how sometimes like you go into a restaurant or a bar and they've got like that custom cocktail. They've got like a, you know, some special house drink.
Yeah, I used to have a drink named after me.
Oh, yeah? Where?
By my house, this restaurant. It was a cucumber vodka and they mixed... What the heck was it? It hasn't been on the menu for a while, but...
Oh. Was it just called the Yuzette?
Uh-huh. Or the Yuzi. Either the Yuzette or the Yuzi. Oh. Forget. It was delicious, though.
Mmm. How fun to have a drink named after you. Well, listen, they're doing a Science of Cocktails fundraiser event at the Exploratorium this Friday. So this is exciting. If you love, you know, creative, they're calling them creative libations. More than a dozen bars are going to be set up. There'll be live music from Tumbledown House, and there's a DJ, Celeste, who's going to be there, so you can dance to the beat. Which gets easier the more special
loose.
Creative libations you imbibe.
Booty starts getting loose.
Oh. Yes, I've heard that happens to some people. You can meet Exploratorium educators and explainers and experiment with exhibits that challenge your physical and mental dexterity. Right now, caller number 9 gets a pair of tickets to Science of Cocktails. That's this Friday at the Exploratorium in San Francisco, Pier 15 at Green Street. It's right down the street from here. We walk over there all the time. The Exploratorium. Get your tickets right now, 800-400-3697. Or I assume go to exploratorium.com if you want to go. That sounds like a Hooman-style event.
It is.
Are you going to go to that?
You know, I've been in the past. If it falls on a Friday or Saturday, I'll be there.
It's this Friday night.
Oh, this Friday night.
Yeah. They've got educators and explainers.
Caught. Yeah. Bear trap.
I have a going away party for our old intern that I was thinking of.
Which old intern?
Sam, Samantha.
Oh. We, by the way, have a bunch of interns here this morning. It's like the old days. We have interns. So exciting. Roberto's here. Jorge?
Roberto
and who
and Jorge.
Was the little girl I saw this morning?
She came to pick up paperwork.
Oh,
her
boy,
name is,
she came
Malena.
Early.
Yeah, because I think she works at Starbucks, so she wanted to get the paperwork, and, you know, she has to fill it all out.
It's just so exciting to see the kids.
Yeah.
Hooray!
Hooray! For interns. Well, I assume that, you know, you usually go to more than one thing in a night, Hooman. I'm sure you can go to Sam's party and then also go to the Science of Cocktails fundraiser. Demand for top talent is at an all-time high. Account Temps can help you find highly skilled temporary accounting and finance professionals who fit your needs and hit the ground running. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. Oh. Getting handed all kinds of stuff here. I'm going to start with the Super Bowl. Just little, you know, sort of the follow-up things. Tom Brady has 5 Super Bowl wins, but pouted, or so it seemed, after losing Super Bowl 52. The internet is calling him out for not congratulating Nick Foles after the game. Foles did say, no, I didn't hear from him. Brady was seen congratulating other members of the Eagles, including rookie Derek Barnett, who was raving about the interaction when he was asked about it later with the media.
He liked it.
One person did have nice things to say about Nick Foles, and that was Brady's ex, Bridget Moynihan. Among other things, she tweeted, Nick Foles is having an amazing game.
I read an article about her. It was online. I don't know if it was from People, but she's justifiably bitter. Mm. That guy left her for Giselle while she was months pregnant with the son that they share.
Yep. I think that's the 11-year-old that he was making out with.
I think, 10 or 11, whatever he is. She's bitter.
Yep.
And she says, I've never said anything about them publicly, or that's what it said there, but you can feel that she's not. And I believe she has every right.
Yeah. Didn't Giselle make comments about when she and Tom first got together, and they have other kids now as well, two other children together?
So. Yeah.
She said something about Bridget Moynihan's son with Tom that, you know, he felt like her own baby, mm-hmm. and that she, you know, and I remember Bridget being a little squirmy about that.
Well, sure.
But yeah, I've never really heard her. I mean, it's harsh enough for her to just be saying, Nick Foles is having an amazing game. I think that really says it all.
You have to figure.
Says it all.
On one hand, in a world where the two adults, parents, can't make it work, that the stepmom would love the child as much as you do or close to as much as you do, and that the child's getting love from everyone. Mm-hmm. But somewhere inside mom, it's like, absolutely not. You don't get to be close 1B, you know? Mm-hmm. You're 4 or 5 after grandma and grandpa, and there's you.
Right.
Way back there, down the line. I'm sure that's got to be the feeling, and it's natural, right?
Absolutely. I think that the thing to remember is that a person's capacity for love has no limits, and that they love you in a totally different way. It's like, I don't know, people get uncomfortable when their kid totally digs someone besides them. It doesn't diminish the love that they have for you. I can see
it
where
it doesn't, but if I had
it
to
hurts.
If I had to move out and there's my kid and some dude now lives in my house.
And she runs to him.
Of course
and
I want the guy to be
him.
Nice, upstanding individual, pays the bills, doesn't curse, all the things. My
but
kid
if she
likes
could just
it.
Love me more.
But man, that guy's now in the house more often than I am.
Yeah.
I don't get to see my kid as much as he does.
Nope.
That's awful.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see how that's difficult.
Sure.
And she's clearly struggling.
Well, I think she's doing a good job with
really
her struggle.
Really tweeting
yep.
on a national forum about how great Nick Foles is doing?
I think that that's a nice passive-aggressive way to do it.
Right, sure.
What an amazing game Nick Foles is having. It's great. It says it all.
Too bad that D on the other side is a scumbag. Is what she means, right?
Uh-huh. That's called reading between the lines.
Mm-hmm.
The city of Philadelphia is going to do their championship bowl, Super Bowl parade on Thursday. The Philly schools will be closed to give students the chance to witness history.
It's nice.
And hopefully no more horse poop will be on the menu. Super Bowl 52 averaged about 103-ish million viewers, which is down about 7% from last year when 111 million tuned in. Not surprisingly, this year's audience peaked in the fourth quarter with 112 million. Still, the Super Bowl goes down as the 10th most watched show in history. And the streaming numbers haven't even been added yet. NBC says it expects to finish in like the 106 million range. In other ratings news, the This Is Us episode that followed the Super Bowl held on to 27 million viewers.
Dude, that show is a phenom. Our friends who were over watching the game with us, they go, oh, do you guys watch? Because there were ads playing. You guys watch that? No. It's epic. It's incredible. It's so good. And I mean, they just raved about it.
Yeah.
And I thought,
I got to watch it. I just read a spoiler because I guess after a year and a half, now they finally revealed what happened to the dad.
Is that Jack?
I don't know.
I know. I keep reading little stuff, but people are all over Facebook about it. And they say it's very sad, though.
Well, it sounds terrible. I mean, I read the whole thing because I haven't seen anything about the show. So I didn't feel like I was... I don't know if it'll spoil it for me if I go back and watch and now I know it. Because I guess that's been like the mystery. What the hell happened to Dad? So people are just frothing. And 27 million viewers. And I guess they did. That was the show that they revealed what exactly had gone down. Because it was like a whole crockpot incident and all this.
Crockpot?
Yeah, crockpot actually had to put out a statement saying, you know, our stuff is safe and it's. You know, don't, that's just a fiction on TV. Mm. We're great. We've been around for 100 years or however long. But they were that was the start of the whole thing. Anyway, I don't want to spoil it for anyone.
And were people mad because the Super Bowl ran late? Did you say that part?
Oh, they probably were.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
I don't. Know that. The show really doesn't appear to be that great to me. I mean, I still hear all the frothing, but I feel like, what is that? Real life? Real sad life? No, thanks. I got enough of that of my own.
Right.
I don't need no trouble.
I'm watching The Alienist right now.
The Alienist?
Yeah. It's about, it looks like maybe turn of the century, turn of the 19th to the 20th century in New York City. This guy, I guess, psychiatrists at the time were called alienists because you were thought to have, you know, alienated your true self if you had mental issues. And there's this serial killer who's out there. And it's really dark and good. In the live action Beauty and the Beast, what's the name of the bad guy in that?
Gargamel.
Gaston.
The guy who plays Gaston is a character in this. Dakota Fanning is a main character in this.
How is that show?
Good. Koryanka Kilcher's in it.
Oh, she
is? I think about you all the time. She plays like this mute chick.
Who the heck is that?
That's she's the chick from Pocahontas, the live action Pocahontas from years ago, and she was the star of Hooman's short film Windows and Walls.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Did people get to see that?
No one saw that. That's
not on the internet somewhere?
I don't think so.
What is it called?
Windows and Walls.
Windows and Walls. And Windows.
I don't know what it's called.
On
YouTube. Oh my god, you liar.
Are you acting in that?
Oh, yeah. He's the star of it.
No, I'm not. Corey, I guess.
He's the star of it.
You're the star of that movie?
No.
Did you write it?
I'm looking it up.
Don't look it up.
Did you write it? You got other things to do.
Who,
man?
The podcast.
Did you write it?
What?
Did you write Windows
so
and Walls?
Ago, Luke Evans is Gaston.
Corey, what's your friend's name there? Corey
Haim, Corey Feldman.
No, the Corey.
Corey Rosen.
Yeah, Corey Rosen is the. I think he was the director. Or was involved.
We used to have him do movie reviews with us.
I miss Corey.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in a long time.
I'm going to bring him back for a reveal.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
I love Corey Rosen. Great keyboard player. Guy's like a phenom on the
piano. He's a phenom improv guy.
Oh, it's Walls and Windows.
I
was trying to mislead.
Starring Koryanka Kilcher.
Hold on.
And introducing. Who man, Khalili Sabet?
I'm not sure if there's any profanity, so I don't know.
There's
wanna,
no profanity. Well.
I don't want to risk
it. Yeah,
but,
don't risk it.
But I do want Vinny to take a look at, you know, his amazing.
Yeah, have a
look. You can see his facial.
Oh,
he's acting
who
like,
man.
He's in the zone.
They're obviously having some kind of conversation. They're in a relationship of some kind.
Go back. Let me see
apart.
that's seated at the computer.
There's more there.
Oh, it's there. The whole movie's there. You can watch Hooman's.
Well, it's nine
acting.
Minutes. Is that the
you
whole
wrote this, Hooman?
Yeah. I don't think
it's a
so.
Short.
What do you mean
it's
you don't think so?
He wrote it.
Fast
he wrote
to
it.
The
did
bar
you
scene.
Directed
did
it?
Did you make out with her?
There's a sex scene.
Oh.
However, his girlfriend at the time put on a wig that looked like hers and
who's the girlfriend?
Sat astride him. Nunu.
I don't know Nunu.
The one whose boyfriend was Sergey Brin.
Oh.
The nemesis. The whole thing. Hi, Hooman.
Oh, my whole life.
Good morning.
There it is, everybody.
Good morning, Hooman.
I'm sweating.
Are you really?
I don't normally sweat when you guys do this. This is like...
You're great in this movie. Why would you sweat it?
Well, I don't know. It's just, it brings back a lot of things
anyway,
I haven't thought about in a long time.
Back to my original thought, Koryanka Kilcher is one of the stars on The Alienist.
I thought your thought was Gaston from Beauty and the
He's
Beast.
He's in it, too. I knew you liked him, too.
You're really working that beard.
He's got a whole thing.
Long hair
His hair's
thing
long.
Going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely old.
And there's not one hint of gray in there, is there?
No. He's so young and handsome.
How about now? Is there a hint of gray?
Yeah, you're salt and pepper
I'd
now.
So. It's like shouting out gray.
Do you still know the lady that plays the bartender in this?
I haven't watched it in a long time. I can't remember.
Oh, you should watch it. It's good.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. Windows and Walls, everyone.
Thanks.
Walls and Windows.
You don't need
walls
to
let's put a link on to our Facebook page to that. Put a link up there so people can watch this. It's only nine minutes long.
Don't put up a link.
They just poured a fat glass of whiskey. He's really acting there.
Yeah, he really is acting. He doesn't like that stuff. Tide was all over the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they were.
What do you think they paid?
$10 million.
Oh, more than that.
Yeah,
I mean, it's $5 million
for
30
say,
seconds.
$25 million.
It's the guess is $16 to $18 million. They're also saying here this is an attempt to get rid of the bad publicity from the Tide Pod Challenge, which I don't even think was bad publicity. If anything, I was like, oh, look how cool those things look. I would never eat one, so I.
Do you
well,
use Tide?
The bad they got bad pub from those because little kids were eating them too.
Right.
So those have just been a problem the whole time.
Yeah,
I just want to say the organic laundry detergent is probably the way to go.
Probably.
You don't even do laundry.
Yeah, but you buy. You buy your detergent, and then they use what you give them.
They don't. They actually use whatever's
there. Yeah, they're like, this guy's paying us to clean these things, and he's giving us this crap. We're
like
not using this.
Seventh generation. Don't ring the bell.
I don't have I don't have hard numbers on this, but they're saying the most viewed video on Facebook was that ad showing, or the promo, I guess, technically, showing Eli Manning and Odell Beckham Jr. recreating the scene from Dirty Dancing.
So funny.
Social media also pointed out that Brady is now 0-3 in Super Bowls that Eli Manning appeared in, if you count the commercials.
Does that count?
I don't know. Don't ask me.
He was featured. That was a big ad, promo, whatever you want to call it.
Right before they started the game.
Did Roger Goodell look overly happy to give the trophy to the Eagles?
Who
cares about that guy?
Okay. He had a gigantic smile on his face.
Oh, good for him. He should step down. Shawn Mendes played his first bat mitzvah on Saturday.
Who?
Shawn Mendes. Yeah, I've been shaking.
That kid.
Yeah. Oh, there.
Take all of my inhibition.
Baby, there's nothing holding me back. God, kick me places that tear out my reputation. Articulate my affusion. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. Anyway, Shawn Mendes was the 13-year-old girl's wish. Please, Daddy, will you get Shawn Mendes for me? Little girl was, let's see, Ella Bickoff. Her dad, Bickoff, B-I-K-O-F-F, Bickoff.
Careful.
Just a name. Her dad is J. Darius Bickoff, and he's the guy who created Vitamin Water and Smart Water.
Oh, wow.
Money to burn. Yep. Party cost between $5 and $7 million. I don't know how much of that Shawn Mendes got, but, you know, a chunk of it, I'm sure. I don't know how many songs he had to do either. There's just a little bit of video from one of the guests.
You know how much Darius is worth?
How much is J. Darius Bickoff worth?
$325 million.
Oh.
Is that a lot?
No, he's not a billionaire. He's poor.
God, reading the billions that were lost. I mean, listen, I'm not feeling sorry for them, but it was a trip with the plunge of the stock market. The Hathaway guy, Berkshire Hathaway, mm-hmm. What's his name?
I don't know.
I can't think of that. The old
Warren
dude.
Buffett.
Warren Buffett. Lost $5.1 billion.
Oh, so now he's only worth like $70 billion?
And then like it goes down from there. The Google guys lost $1 point something billion. And
yeah.
It's a trip. I mean, you have to have billions to lose billions, but that is a trip.
They'll probably be okay.
I'm sure they're going to be fine, yeah.
So anyway, this past Saturday, this bat mitzvah went down, and let's see, 275 people were in the audience, 13-year-olds, at this insane bash. The party cost between $5 and $7 million. Grandmaster Flash DJed. They also had about 50 horse carriages waiting to escort the guests from the temple where the ceremony went down to the party, which was at the Ultra Swanky Plaza Hotel.
Damn, the plaza's nice.
This is not the first time.
This is in New York, right?
Yeah, looks like it.
The plaza's a Fairmont Hotel.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, it's like the hotel to get married in New York.
In 2013, J. Darius Bickoff surprised his wife with a Justin Timberlake performance at their 10th wedding anniversary. That set him back $1.3 million.
Wow.
Well worth it.
Yeah, we were at the plaza when the marathon was canceled.
Oh, that's where you guys stayed?
Mm-hmm.
How was it?
It was excellent. It was, well, I mean, the hotel was excellent, but the power was out. There had been a huge hurricane that had come through there. I can't remember the name of the hurricane. But
wasn't it Sandy?
Yeah, and that they had canceled and lots of people didn't have power where they lived. They were trying to get rooms. It was crazy.
Did you go to any fancy restaurants when you were out there?
You know, it's funny. We went to one restaurant, but all I could think of was I wanted pizza.
Yeah.
And so I ate pizza on the walk to the restaurant.
And then?
And then sat at the restaurant while everyone ate.
You didn't eat double?
Nah, not really. I wanted pizza. I can eat a steak anywhere. New York pizza. We had a great time, though. Lots of laughs at that dinner. It was very fun.
Did your roommate say, hey, don't eat that pizza? It's going to ruin your appetite?
No, I mean, the whole thing was we
were...
That
was back in the days, you know, when they were getting along great.
Oh, wow, thanks.
Now she would have
said something.
You think so?
I don't know. Rob Gronkowski, Gronk, his home was hit by burglars while he was at the Super Bowl. Foxborough Police Department confirmed that the cops are conducting a routine property investigation after he returned home from his Minnesota trip to find that his house had been broken into. They got a call from Gronk in the evening on Monday.
Look into an alarm, dude.
I know. I mean, you'd think the guy would be totally alarmed up or at least have someone there house sitting for him. There are reports that the burglars stole some safes from the home, just took the safes right out of there, and guns may have been taken. Cops aren't confirming that, but that's the rumor, according to TMZ. We're told no one was home during the burglary, and cops are taking inventory as to what was stolen. And then they go on to do some cop speak.
Hey, Bryn, pull up a picture of Gronkowski's house. If you don't have it, I'll run it in.
Oh, is it fantastic?
Oh, my God.
Let me see it. I got to see it.
Here, use that. Look.
Oh, I got to see Gronk's house.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
Look at that place for the cars up there.
Oh, geez. Well, it's humongous. I mean.
Look, upstairs a garage?
Yeah.
Is it? Oh, yeah. Look at that. Why does he have an upstairs garage?
Because it's so pimping. You got to have that if you're Gronkowski.
Oh. What town is this, Sarah?
It said Foxborough Police Department. Foxborough's where the stadium is. It's an hour outside of Boston.
I don't like it.
Yeah, you do.
No, it's a lot. I mean, there's a lot going on there. That's a lot to take care of. Yeah. You need to be rich for that. And I guess that's all I have time for. Vinny, what is coming up in the news?
Well, Lululemon makes the news.
In a good way or a bad way?
Oh, the tone of his voice says in a bad way.
Hold your horse. and Doritos for women?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
And more after these. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hi there. Thanks for listening.
Hi.
Hello. It's 7:37 on Tuesday morning. This part of the show is brought to you by Lucky. You can watch the Lucky. Lucky. I got a bone-in one for you. Here. I found a bone-in one.
Tell me more.
Mm-hmm. Well, first, let me tell you, you can watch the show every day. We broadcast it live via camera on the internet. Go to radioalice.com/watch. That link will take you directly to the Looking Glass. And you can check us out in here, see all the fancy outfits we have on, how nicely our hair
We've
is done.
We've cleaned up our act quite a bit now that there are cameras in here to keep us from, you know.
It's not like the olden days.
Right.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website is brand new.
Oh,
we don't know. It could be brand new any minute, everyone.
So keep checking. Clickety-click.
Check all the time, right. Here's what's happening. We're going to start with our friend Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area. Scott, are you there?
Yeah. Hi, guys.
Hi, Scott.
So we're gonna start with a couple questions before we get to the Dow plunge, which I don't know whether you've got info on that or not. But so was it for you, was it Philly or New England?
You know, it was Philly, not with a passion, but I was glad to see them win their first Super Bowl. So it was an easy Super Bowl to watch. And it was great, and I'm glad Philly won, and there you go.
Did you enjoy?
I mean, I know Sarah was for New England.
Right, and I was for Philly. Did you like the halftime show?
I did. I thought of it as like a tribute to Prince, not a, you know, I know it kind of went both ways. I didn't mind it. I'm like, hey, you're in Minneapolis. I expect to see some purple. I like what they did with the stadium with that symbol on the outside.
Really neat.
That was great.
I agree. You couldn't possibly do the halftime show and not do something for Prince.
At the same time, Justin Timberlake could not win. There was no way he was going to win. People were going to say stuff either way. So good for him for giving it a shot.
Right. Yep. All right. Yeah. Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area. You are also on Instagram. What is your fascination with the moon? What is your deal, dude? You are so totally into the moon.
I am. I've always liked astronomy, just kind of as a a fun thing. When I was a kid growing up in East Oakland, we'd go to the Chabot Planetarium. We'd get to see it. I'm like, wow, this is fascinating. And now I can afford a telescope. So I like to show it to the kids, show it to the neighbors, whatever. It's fun.
Scott Budman, is there life in outer space?
Sure, why not?
I'm with you, man. It's an infinite universe. Of course there is. We can't be alone.
I agree.
For all intents and purposes, we're alone because, you know, the far reaches of space. But
right. But I think there's something else out there.
Do you read sci-fi?
I do. Not as much as other stuff, but yeah, I've read some sci-fi.
You might like We Are Legion, We Are Bob, if you like life on other planets.
Yes.
Scott write that Budman, down, Budman. From NBC Bay Area, do you watch This Is Us?
No, I don't. And I know that's an NBC show, and yes. God bless them for paying the rent. But I don't. And yet, God, everyone was talking about it in the newsroom, everywhere you went, probably even more than the Super Bowl. That was like, I get it.
Yeah, we don't watch it either. We're like, oh, God, man, I guess we got to watch the show. Everyone is talking about it.
Well, it makes everybody cry, which is like,
I don't need to see that, I don't think.
Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area. If you find yourself in first class on an airplane seated next to Joe Montana, do you know who he is?
Yes, I do.
You do? All right.
I did hear that yesterday, yes.
Do you talk to him and bother him the whole flight? Because you just can't help it?
I'll gauge that. I'm not a big star crasher guy.
But it's Joe Montana. I mean, he's got the hands, dude. Don't you go, choke me. Do it. Come on. Choke me. Come on, Joe.
Probably not. If he's up to it, I'll say what's up. I've actually met him a couple times. And I've seen a couple of things he's been at. He actually, along with Steve Young, I swear, and I was telling you that this just yesterday, how much people love your show, have actually said, hey, I've heard you on Alice. And it was Steve Young, not Montana, who said, hey, and that's great that you do that, but is that your full-time job? So that was Steve Young asking if what we're doing right now is the full-time gig. Because he likes it so much. So he may be out there
listening.
Steve
Young
right
listens to this show?
What's up, guys?
Hi, Steve.
Hey, Steve. Anytime you want to come in, talk about football or anything.
All right, Scott, I know that you do have a day job, and I've probably tortured you enough. So the Dow plunged yesterday big time, and it looks like it continues this morning. Do you have any good news for us by this?
I do.
All right.
The good news, I mean, the bad news is it's selling off, and we're in crazy times, and it's almost like you're just going to have to sit back and watch because you can't know what's coming next. Remember, yesterday we were down 1,600. Then all of a sudden, just down 800, then 1,100. This morning, we were down 500. We were positive 300, and now we're down again, and it's not even 8 o'clock in the morning. So right now, people are trying to figure out which herd to follow, and that's very, very dangerous behavior for just the typical investor like you and me. You don't want to get involved in this. You just have to let it settle. People are nervous. The Federal Reserve has a new chair. They're talking about raising interest rates, which overall is pretty good for the economy. You raise interest rates, it means our economy is solid. Remember, they dropped the interest rates after the big crash in 2008. So there's confidence in the economy. But if you raise interest rates, money isn't quite as cheap. And it means there are other things you can do with your money, which I think is healthy. You shouldn't have it all in the stock market. If you probably tried to save some money and you realize there's, you know, interest rates are so low, you don't get anything on it. If interest rates go up, I can put it somewhere else. And that makes stock investors nervous, and they're trying to figure out how many people are going to take that money out of the stock market and put it somewhere else. And that was one of the big reasons for the momentum sell-off yesterday into this morning.
All right. Well, there it is, everyone.
It sounds like semi-good news, I guess.
I think we're still going to flip around, and the Dow may very well end in the green today as people say, all right, you know what? Everything's good. We still have a lot of job creation. Elon Musk is going to launch a rocket in a few hours.
Yeah.
People still want the latest phones. You know, I've looked at some of the stocks. Apple is up. Netflix is up. These are the big guys that are driving our economy here in the Bay Area and really all over the country. And I think people are eventually going to settle back and say, okay, long term, the economy looks good. And it's just short term. People get really freaked out about things, even small things, and then they just sell by the ton. And you and I, we don't buy and sell by the ton.
No.
So you just have to sort of sit back and let it happen and
just don't look at
it. Confident with things.
I was just actually, take a couple days off from looking at it.
I was reading yesterday that the economy's actually has, they use certain indicators, and I'm not smart enough to understand all that. But I did get what the person writing the article was saying, which is all the indicators are pretty good. The economy's strong, and it's probably the best it's been since the Great Recession, which was in 08. So
I agree, and job creation has a lot to do with that. For me, when I see people that have jobs, that's a good sign because they're making money, they're going to buy things, which help the companies, which help their bottom line, et cetera, et cetera. That's very strong. We have innovation here in Silicon Valley by the ton. And, even startups, people are saying, hey, I'm going to take a risk. I'm going to buy an IPO, all those crazy things that are still happening. And once they slow down, then people get really nervous. But now I think it's a small number of big traders that are just wondering what the interest rate rise means, and they're nervous, and they're making a lot of people go along with the herd, and it's never good to follow a herd when it comes to investing.
Scott Budman from NBC
Thank you for the
Bay
pep
Area.
Talk. Very nice.
One last question. How do you, what is the right thing to put on pizza?
let's see. I'll go vegetables. I'll even go pineapple.
I like pineapple.
Generally keep it pretty veggie.
What about artichoke hearts and sun-dried tomatoes?
Oh, God, that sounds great.
Yeah, definitely sun-dried tomatoes. I'll even go artichoke hearts, sure.
Anchovies?
No, anchovies.
I don't mind anchovies.
Don't ruin it, Brent.
No, anchovies.
What about garlic?
If others will eat it with me, sure. I like
yes,
garlic.
Yes, garlic should be a shared experience. Cancel everybody else out. All right, thanks for the pep talk. Talk to you soon, Scott.
All right, take care.
Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area, everyone. And the news continues. Lululemon's CEO has resigned over issues of conduct.
Oh, boy.
They have had some bad luck as of late. Even though the company has been experiencing a turnaround, this dude, Laurent Potdevin, has resigned effective immediately. They say he fell short of the company's standards of conduct.
Is he the one making those see-through yoga pants?
No, actually, he's right. The one that came in after that happened and sort of, that was a bigger problem than you think.
Oh, no, it was as big as I thought it was. I was like, oh, my God, I can see all your stuff. Wait, let me back up to a mirror here real quick and make sure you can't see all mine.
Wait, are you telling me you were at yoga and saw women wearing these and you could see?
Yes.
Well, everyone knows you don't wear underwear with yoga
pants. Thankfully, I always wear underwear with my yoga
pants. That's the wrong thing to do,
No,
Sarah.
I always do it. And I was so
half
happy that
half.
I did. Listen, if I have X-rated yoga pants on, you can see, I need to know about it. Yeah, I think a friend tells a friend, I can see your whole woo-hoo.
Friends.
Bamboo is right.
How many of us have them? Friends.
After the major flub, thousands of stretchy black yoga pants that were recalled after customers complained, these are see-through. And it cost the company millions and sent the stock tumbling. This guy came in and has been rebuilding the brand. The previous CEO, Christine Day, left after citing personal reasons, and we still don't know what those were. The guy before that resigned as chairman after suggesting that some women's bodies were not made for Lululemon clothing.
Mm.
That was the end of his job there. So we'll see who they get to replace.
Laurent.
Potdevin. Doritos for women. Now, I understand the whole world right now is checking itself and how it behaves with, to, and around women.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing.
Yep. So, and Doritos is doing this?
Doritos, the CEO of Doritos, which is owned by PepsiCo, it's a woman, Indra Nooyi. Apparently, one of her big ideas, as she was being interviewed for a podcast recently, she revealed there are plans for a new line of Doritos for women. Apparently, women like their chips less crunchy, they like less cheese powder, and they like them in small bags that fit in a purse. Doritos for women.
I don't want them to be less crunchy.
Quote, women don't like, to crunch
bag.
Too loudly in public. They don't like to lick their fingers generously, and they don't like to pour the little broken pieces into their mouth.
Right.
I think Indra is making a chip for herself. Have you looked at this woman?
She's super sophisticated.
Oh. So, well, the thing about the Dorito chip is, and I do like them. I have no problem with how crunchy they are, and I like the bag size. I'm fine with them with that, whatever. Mm-hmm. I would like there to be less powder coming off on me. That's, you know.
What about that crunch?
I don't want to lick my fingers in public.
Yeah, but I'm not eat them with a tissue or a
Paper towel. Yeah. Twitter, I don't want it all over my nails.
Twitter responded with sarcasm. Has anyone at Doritos ever met a lady?
Yeah, I don't put any I don't have purse snacks either. I'm a little confused by that.
Another said, "Doritos, we've been through enough this year."
Oh, they're not into the. Yeah, I'm not offended by it, but I don't think that purse burritos are for me.
Purse Doritos.
Burritos.
Yeah.
Anyway, there you go.
All right, well.
Maybe they need to start putting them in a can so they're not all those little
pieces. Triangular can.
Yeah, that'd be something.
Try that, Indra.
Here's a question for you. Do you love love?
Yeah.
Do you love Valentine's Day?
I mean, I love when I see people enjoying it, but it's really not for me. I don't.
The rankings are in on the best city for celebrating Valentine's Day.
Oh, it's got to be San Francisco.
Looked at factors including the cost of a 3-course meal at a fancy restaurant, hotel prices, attractions, nightlife, jewelry stores, florists, and chocolate shops per capita. Also, the weather forecast.
Let us guess.
The best city to celebrate Valentine's is?
It's going to be Orlando again.
Is it in the U.S.? Paris.
It's in the U.S., yes, of course.
Best city in the U.S. to celebrate. It's going to be, because they said attractions and...
New York.
Cheap to eat, cheap hotels.
Oh, Vegas! Vegas!
Vegas is number 3.
Oh, Orlando's not number 1.
No.
Is it a major city? 4.
Yeah, you're in it. San Francisco.
It is San Francisco. I did guess it. Oh, damn it. I should have stuck with my original thought.
You're in it. We won. Number 1.
As soon as they said price of a 3-course meal, I went, oh, well.
San Francisco, San Diego, Vegas, Orlando, Chicago, New York, Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Honolulu, and L.A. round out your top 10 most romantic cities to celebrate Valentine's Day.
Take your person out here in town.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 925 says, there was a bar that had a drink called the Vinny. It was a bottle of vodka served with a straw.
Aha, ba-doom, boom, kish.
I wasn't sure if that was a joke.
Oh, no.
Well, I mean,
it was, like, there's truth in joking, you know.
Here's the thing, though. I didn't go to bars.
Funny, because it's true.
Drink in your house, dude, by yourself.
I'm going to go have the Vinny in my closet.
You know, it's all this being around people.
I don't need them seeing me like this.
I'm a loser. I want to be seen like this. I'm falling over on a beanbag with my ass in the air. Nobody wants to see that. You do?
Well, I mean, I wish I had video.
Sarah, you will love This Is Us.
Oh.
And you have to start it from the beginning. Vinny.
I would start it from the beginning.
I was surprised Scott Budman didn't watch.
Yeah. Good job with that. I thought that you were really funny in that interview.
Yeah, that
Vinny.
Was...
Oh, thanks.
And good questions.
Nice.
And...
It's so funny to me how you guys don't watch the big shows like This Is Us, but you watch Survivor.
Oh, God, I love Survivor.
I agree!
So this week... Tonight I get to watch The Bachelor. Tomorrow is the new Celebrity Big Brother. I can't wait. And then I think it's the 28th is when Survivor starts up again. That's right.
Yay,
good for me. It's right.
Right.
What is it with you?
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with Prince and Justin Timberlake. We'll start. Okay. We'll begin there. But I actually have a Foo Fighters story I think you'll love. And how to win money betting on sports.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.